folks could just kick rocks. I just don't get it. I mean, I've seen the pundits. I've been on the air with some of the pundits. I've heard everything that everybody has had to say. I don't give a damn. I don't want to hear about Lane Kiffin's past. If you're talking about his past and the kind of person that he is, I can't defend it. I'm not here to defend it. I'm not here to defend what happened with him when he was a head coach for the Raiders. I'm not here to defend him when he was coaching at Tennessee. I'm not here to defend him when he was coaching at USC and he got let go on the tarmac. I'm not here to defend him when Nick Saban fired him the week of the national championship game because he was a bit distracted. I'm not here for all of that. I understand it, and whatever happened to him and whatever his character warranted, it warranted. This, to me, is a completely, completely different situation. You're at Ole Miss. You've been there for 6 years. You won 74% of your games. And for me, with that being the case, to go to Ole Miss, Oxford, Mississippi, it's not LSU. LSU, for all intents and purposes, is blue blood. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And in my mind, hey, you go for it. Here's where I understand. And so when you're talking about the transfer portal and you're talking about January 2nd, and you know, that might be a reason you don't want the man coaching your team at that particular moment in time. I understand that. Here's my challenge to a lot of people out there that were talking about this, that felt like he should have been gone. And then you got people in Oxford, Mississippi, treating him like he's the devil. Stop it right now. The man went out on the field and won the Egg Bowl for you, didn't he? He had a 10-1 record, didn't he? Only game this season they lost was to Georgia, didn't he? You're top 7 in the nation, aren't you? You're in a position to win a national championship, are you not?